The past 8 months have taken a toll on Illinois teachers, who were already in short supply prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. A new report from the University of Illinois' Institute of Government and Public Affairs highlights the challenges teachers are facing and recommends specific actions to hire and retain quality educators. Illinois Newsroom education reporter Lee Gaines spoke with the author of that report, Megan Kessler, about how the pandemic could affect Illinois' teacher shortage.
As a qualitative researcher, I can, you know, tell that this work is much more difficult and therefore not sustainable in its current form. You know, teachers and schools are going to need an influx of resources, additional staffing, especially in terms of, you know, social workers, nurses, interventionists, et cetera. But we're facing that with, you know, this sort of specter of lowered resources for schools. So taking all of that into account, I think, you know, teachers are well aware that they're going to be, you know, they're being asked to do more right now, and that will continue for the foreseeable future. And yet there's fear that the resources that they need in order to, you know, do that job with efficacy in a way that they know they should be able to do it won't necessarily be there. So when we take that into consideration with our pre-existing teacher shortages, it's easy to sort of fill in the dots there and see that we likely will see, you know, an influx of teachers leaving the profession either earlier if they were close to retirement or not deciding to go into the profession, or, you know, just leaving, you know, altogether.
So what are your short and long-term recommendations then to mitigate Illinois' teacher shortage given the effects that the pandemic has had on the educator workforce?
In the short term, I think investing in training and resources for teacher preparation, for teacher mentoring, induction and support, and, you know, continual learning, also investing in training and resources for you know, what you can kind of call holistic learning, social emotional supports, behavioral supports for students. Long-term recommendations, I think the most important thing that I'm hearing from educators is that they feel that they need greater voice in future reforms. They need greater voice in, you know, leadership in buildings, but also at the state level. When teachers are feeling, and this is, you know, reflected in the research, when teachers are feeling that their voices aren't heard or that they're underappreciated or that their advice and isn't giving the space that it needs in the larger conversation, that leads to demoralization, that leads to burnout, you know, with all of the current context, with, you know, increased needs on behalf of students academically, socially, et cetera, and increased needs for adults, because we've all been through this together. I think, you know, giving educators space in the larger conversation on school improvement or school reform will be so, so important.
And what's at stake if no action is taken?
If we don't take this opportunity to support schools and educators, I think we're at risk for, you know, fragmented education opportunities for students and communities. And as we know, you know, when there's high turnover and, you know, lack of training for educators, that usually impacts low-income communities and communities of color disproportionately. So Illinois has come a long way in the last couple of years in, you know, bringing up a conversation about how do we provide more equitable opportunities for students. But if we aren't thinking about that from also the perspective of teachers and supporting teachers, we're missing a big portion of the conversation.
That's Illinois Newsroom reporter Lee Gaines speaking with Megan Kessler. Kessler's an assistant professor at the University of Illinois' Springfield campus and the author of a new report about Illinois' teacher retention and supply crisis.